Thirdly, a priority of cheerfulness. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be maintaining a good attitude. Many places, I love this one, James 3:13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by good conduct, that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, don't boast against the truth. This wisdom doesn't ascend from above. Where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. We have a little principle on the elder board, and I bring it up probably quarterly. I say, if it gets confusing in here, then we need to stop. If we're talking about something, and we're all confused, we can't figure out what we're talking about, that is not from God. God is never the author of confusion. And it says in James 3 that where there is confusion, that it is earthly wisdom has come in. So what does that mean? Well, this is the answer to it. The wisdom that's from above is pure and peaceable and gentle and willing to yield and full of mercy, without partiality, without hypocrisy. A priority of cheerfulness is a priority that a woman takes upon herself in the home. What she decides to do is that her primary ministry is to encourage that man by her good attitude. You know who can instantly change my motivation? My wife. I am so attuned to her that if I come home and her attitude is not encouraging and cheerful, immediately I bear her burden and my whole attitude comes down. And that is such a vital thing for you to think about as a priority, especially when your husband comes home, to have that cheerfulness. Here's another one, number four, the priority of communication. I wrote Ephesians 4:29-32 down. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be discussing things lovingly, openly, and honestly with her husband. In other words, we have got to learn to communicate, to talk, to share, and to openly do that and not allow things to go and go and go and have them unsettled, because that will hinder our prayers, because our marriage will be out of kilter. And so we have to have that priority in our life of communication.